Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Like I always do about this motherfucking time, you dig? I reload! Yep. Every time I come back after a long little hiatus, everything gets reset. Let me see this again. See what I'm saying? I have to go back and reset everything again. Hold on, let me try this again. Welcome everybody to the show, you dig?
Yeah!
K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host. Hold on, let me give a background music. I waited till the last minute to set everything up after being off for over a week, about a week, a couple of days. Oh, here comes my music. Here it is. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Welcome to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks everybody for tuning in and rocking with your boy tonight. You dig? Episode 198. Woo! I'm so close to 200. So close to episode 200. I can smell it. I can taste it. Mm. About as good as this 1800 I'm on. I'm taking straight shots tonight. Straight shots tonight. I had a long, long week last week, and I'm still not done with the completion of the album. For those of y'all that don't know, I'm your host, Blizzum. I'm an artist myself. I go by the name of Blizzum. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. You can Google the kids grind. It's nothing. You get a couple. You understand what I'm saying? Check me out on Reverb Nation. Check me out on MySpace. Check me out on Facebook. All that. Blizzum. Look for me. But tonight is all about K100, all right? K100 Internet Radio. And I'm coming up on my 200th episode. I had an idea about how I want to do it. I don't know if that's going to work out or not, but we'll worry about that crossword when we come to it. But tonight, for episode 198, we're talking about something that, to me, should be pretty easy, should be pretty standard, shouldn't really even be hard to really contemplate or comprehend, but a couple motherfuckers are missing the point. And you're missing the point. Dun, 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 dun. Shut the fuck up. Dun, 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 dun. I used to like that joint. Anyway, before I go ahead and open up the phone lines to everybody that's on the phone lines, welcome. I got people already on deck, already got their hands raised, already want to talk about this topic tonight. Money for sex. Money. Money. Money for sex. Look, everybody knows prostitution is illegal, except in Las Vegas. The point is, you shouldn't be paying for sex. You shouldn't be paying for people's time. You shouldn't be paying for people's company. If you're an average, normal person, all right, and you both are average, normal people, I don't understand this newfound wave of lameness going around that makes it okay for guys to have to spend massive amounts of money to get the attention of a woman, massive amounts of money to even get the pussy. All kinds of crazy shit has been transpiring on this subject, and we're going to jump right into it. But first, of course, since I've been off the air for a minute and I've gained some new followers on Twitter and some new people on Facebook, I got to give it to you. I got to give you the rundown of the show, you dig? All right. First of all, K1's Internet Radio is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Once again, I'm your host, Blizz, and thanks for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on MySpace. Both of those, Facebook.com/K100, MySpace.com/K100. All right? Check us out on both of those. If you haven't yet, make sure you like our official fan page on Facebook. Make sure you become our friend on MySpace. Once again, follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. You can get updates about the show from either one of these places. Also, we're on iTunes in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. We're official podcast in the iTunes store. That's where you can check out the show in case you can't catch us when we air live, which is the set schedule Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. But of course, I told you for this coming month, I'm going to scale back some of the shows because I'm actually working on completing my album. So the studio time is eating up a lot of my time in the evening. So I'll be coming in with K100 Radio maybe twice a week for the duration of May and until the second week of June when the album is slated to release. Actually, it might come out the first week, but I know for sure I want to make sure I give myself enough time. So that second week in June is slated to drop worldwide, all across the globe, everywhere. All right? So you guys make sure you support K100. Also support me, myself, the artist Blizzom. All right? And it's a great record. I know you guys are going to love it. All right? Moving right along. Also want to remind everybody also that if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist and you want to get your music played on K1's internet radio, what you need to do is send me an MP3 formatted song to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's k100radio@gmail.com. All right? That's the email address that you send me the song. Sometimes it takes me a minute to get to the song file or whatever. Also, whatever song you send me has to be pertinent to what I'm talking about on the show for the most part. Sometimes I just have random shows where I just play random shit. But the number one thing you need to make sure is it's some good quality shit. If it sounds like shit, you know what people do with shit. Oh, my bad. I got to get you back to my damn button. I flush shit down the toilet, all right? If you send me something that sounds like you recorded it in your fucking bathroom, you know what I'm saying, with a fucking tape recorder, I could barely make it out. What the fuck you think it's going to sound like coming over internet radio? It's going to sound like trash. So I'm going to flush it. All right? We only got one rule on K1's radio to all you new people calling in. Thanks. I see some new numbers. I don't know who you guys are, but I appreciate you tuning in to the show. We only got one rule here, people. Pay attention. The name of the show is K100. That is short for Keep It 100. All you got to do is keep it 100. All right? That's all you got to do. If I feel like you're giving me an answer or you talking, you saying what people think you should say because you're a woman, what people think you should say because you're black or because you're white, or anything of the such, I'm killing you. All right? Exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to off you on the show. All right? So that's the only rule I got, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and go into the synopsis of the show, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. People already got their hands up. All right? That was quick. That was simple. Episode 198. And I'm anticipating this to be a highly controversial topic. Highly controversial. All right? It's one of the topics that people always want to talk about. It has to do with relationships between men and women. And this goes across the board if you're black, if you're white. All right? This issue, this problem, this ridiculousness has been going on. I also have an in-studio guest with me. She just walked in. Keith from the Facebook page just walked in. She wants to said she wants to be in studio for this particular session. I say yes because she's pretty much probably going to disagree with everything I'm saying, her being a cake master and all. Hold on, let me get up. Let me get her headphones set up so she can hear me. She's already slicking me the bird. I don't know. All right. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show, and then I'm going to go ahead and jump into the phone lines. All right, here we go. Episode 198. And I'm reading now for all of you people who don't know how this works. This is the text that I send out over the text messages that I send out on Facebook and MySpace and all that. And this is what the show is basically about. And then I open up the phone lines after this. So here we go. I've just about had it. I've just about had it with lame dudes and lame chicks. See, I mean, it's bad enough that they even exist. All right? And if you're going to be a lame dude or a lame chick, I really wish you weren't here. But the thing is, they don't understand that their lame actions can cause a series of reactions to us normal people, to us cool people, right? They do all kinds of things that make normal cool people of the same or opposite sex go through unnecessary BS and drama. If a lame dude cakes up a chick, and we're going to get into the definition of caking up. If a lame dude cakes up a chick just for your attention, just hoping that it will maybe ultimately someday lead to some form of a relationship or sex, he's basically paying for her time, paying, dates, all this kind of stuff, out, going out constantly, and all this kind of stuff, in hopes that he's going to gain something out of it, all right? To me, that's some lame shit, all right? There's a limitation to everything. And there's rational, you've got black, white, and you've got gray, all right? And some people are to the extreme left of this, some people are to the extreme right. We're going to get into it, all right? Of course, I won't resort to such a ridiculous gesture. All right? This is not what I do. I don't go around just handing out money, buying everybody drinks in the club, all this kind of stuff that I do to just garner women's attention. Because money doesn't grow on trees. Now, I'm not the stingiest person, and anybody who really knows me and has hung out with me knows that I'm not a stingy person. But at the same time, there's a line you must walk, a rational line that you must walk. All right? And the name of the episode is Money for Sex, The Way of the Lame. And we're talking about cake niggas and cake chicks. All right? That's what we're talking about. When a lame female tries to act like her time is so valuable, she needs to be financially compensated for sharing it with you. And some lame dude actually buys into this, and they both think that this is status quo, they spread that insanity amongst their circle of peers. And the shit is contagious. Once they start doing all of these acts, then they make it seem like that's the norm, that's okay. And then cool people like me, I get caught up in it. So then I run across chicks who think I'm supposed to do something that the lame niggas do, and I look at them like they fucking retarded. This is how it goes, people. Your actions flood the game and mess everybody's head up, and then they come looking at me like I'm supposed to do the same lame shit you did. It's not gonna happen. Alright? It's just not. The shit is contagious. It's contagious. So here we are. Here we are now, in a day and age where people actually think a woman's sexual reproductive organ is worth money. That's right, people. People think you should in fact pay for pussy. That's where we're at with it. That's what the world has come to. Prostitution have been around since day one. But that is a professional. We're not talking about professional prostitution. That's what they do for a living. That's how they actually get money. Now, of course, we're going to go into it where women don't want to be. They have a mentality of a prostitute, but they don't want to be deemed a prostitute. You got to walk a fine line, ladies. We're going to get into it. All right? But sadly, the way of the lame has somehow integrated profession and its thinking into the mainstream population. All right? Well, I won't stand for it. I won't support it. And it's ridiculous. K100 Radio is back. You dig? Here go the questions. Question number one. Do you think a woman's pussy is worth paying for? And if you really think that, well, how much is it worth? What's the monetary amount? How many dates are you going to have to go on and movies and all this stuff you got to do to butter her up if you feel like it's worth it? Let me know. Vice versa for you ladies. We got some cake ladies out here too. Question number two. If a woman doesn't care about a man spending any money on her, is she silly or is she independent? See, some people like to say independent women don't need a man to spend money on them. They good. They all to the G. You feel me? Some people say, them hoes are silly. If he ain't spending no bread, get the hell on. Them just silly hoes. But some women say, that doesn't make them silly. That makes them, they don't need your money. They're not into it for the money. They're into it for the person. You got some women who call them silly. You feel me? And some women, but the women who got to have a money, they call them gold diggers. The quote-unquote independent women. We got to figure out which one is which tonight on K100. All right? Question number three, what do you consider, quote-unquote, caking? What do you consider caking when it comes to what a man does for a woman or vice versa? When I say, he just caking, what does that mean? Somebody tell me what that means. You feel me? Is that buying drinks in the club? Is that paying for the car note? What is caking somebody? Let me know what that is. Question number four, if you had to pick one, would you rather kick it with a person that's great with sex but doesn't like to really break bread, or vice versa? They can break all the bread they want. They got plenty of money, but when it comes to the basically it's horrible. If you really would kick it with somebody that you really don't like that, and the sex is horrible, but you still want to kick it with them, guess what that makes you? We'll talk about that. Question number five. Does it seem desperate when a female spends money on a man? If a female spends money on a man, doesn't seem desperate. I think I hear P. Reg affiliated in the building. Black Jers. Everybody, I think I hear people are walking in the studio. What it do? Black Jers, what it do, homie? Black Jers is in the building, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio. Happy birthday to Black Jers. Is that brother with us? P. Reg affiliated is in the building. What it do? We're going to celebrate tonight. We're going to party tonight. We're going to have a little fun. Last question, folks. Last question. True or false? True or false? The more attractive you are, the less you have to spend when dating.
True.
True? Oh, true? So, oh, that's all. Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to mash her all day long.
Hey, bro.
It's all right, though.
If a nigga.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, that's a female. That's female gender, though. You know, that's female gender, you know. It ain't like we going.
Well, when you cake out mode, if she look good.
It ain't like we want to.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
He got that meat.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm going to open that meat out now. I'm like, boy, that nigga though.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got P. Rage in studio, Black Jersey in studio, T's in studio. We're going to have a little fun, you dig? All right.
Hey, well, hold on. It's the fam, bitch.
First up, Young Pizzle. What's happening, my Wizzle? Did you say fake pimping, Pat?
Do what?
Damn it, man. Hold on a second. I can't hear Young Pat. Hold on a second. I think something's wrong with this little thingy right here. Hold on a second. Let me put my headphones to get some other batteries to go into this headphone machine.
What's happening?
Yeah. Hey, hit me on the battery. Okay, here we go, K100. Let's go ahead and get into it. Episode 198. Young Pat's on deck. He's up first. I see Billy Bad Phoenix. I see Tweak on the line. I see Jan on the line. I see Cher on the line. And a multitude of other people. Welcome to the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. First up is the homie, Young Pat. All right, Young Pat, let's go ahead and jump to the questions. I already got about 10 people with their hands raised. Question number one, homie. Episode 198, Money for Sex. All right, first question. Do you think a woman's pussy is worth money? Honestly, should you be paying for the time that you to spend time with a woman to actually gain up to having sex with her? What do you spend money on women? What are you a caker? What is a caker? Go ahead.
Me personally, I don't spend money on that and that, not a bit.
Uh oh. What about women?
Not a bit.
Well, what about women though? I understand not spending money on a bitch, but what about a woman? What about a...
No, nothing.
You're not spending money
on
anything.
Hell no.
You know there's a big difference. You know there's a big difference, though, before I go any further.
We must understand
that, A, there's a difference between women and grimy hoes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You must understand that, okay? We're not going to be categorizing all women. And there's also... a thing that we have to understand when we're talking about this subject, that you got people who are got some potential, who are actually nice people, and then you got people that you just, you know, you're just going there with, all right?
Exactly. But see, again, I'm going to just revert back to what Pimp C said, man. My dick want to fuck, but my pocket say stop. Not because they're empty, I'm just greedy for some more.
So, she's smacking her lips. What does that mean? What does that mean? Why are you smacking your lips?
That means that I'm focused on my dough. I can't spend money on any hoes. No females, no women, ladies, bitches, scallywags, motherfucking prostitutes, none of that.
Okay, so you
half
can't spend.
Half y'all don't have the money to spend anyway, so it don't even matter. Like,
wow.
The fact that they can't, because when a dude really got bread, a little dinner, that's nothing.
Uh-huh.
That's nothing.
What you
when
mean?
They really got
bread. So at the end of that, before we go any further, if a dude can't spend money on, if a dude don't spend money on you, that means he broke.
That means he broke. I'm not saying that. I said half of them. You just say I'll pay for pussy because you can't. Not even if you.
Are you broke, Young Pat?
You
are you broke, Young Pat?
I am not broke. I am not broke. I ball out when I go out, but I ball out on me. Ain't no female worth my money. Unless it's my wife. If it's my wife, but see, people don't plan on getting married. Never.
I think you don't get to be your wife if you can't never take her out and do shit with her. If you feel like you can't take
her. Oh, no.
Shit.
See, I can take her out and do shit with her, but it ain't going to be every night. I ain't going to cake her. I ain't paying no car notes. I ain't paying no rent. I ain't paying no bills. None of that. I got my own to worry about.
Okay, Young Fat. So Young Fat says he's not broke. But he's just not gonna be taking.
I want to see one of them post up some pictures of a woman you don't fuck. I want to see that.
Whoa!
Whoa! What did you say, Keith?
Post up on Facebook. She said post up on Facebook. A woman.
I want to see what free pussy look like.
Well, I mean, all what? So what you're saying is?
Saying
hold on. Okay.
You said it's a difference, right?
It is a difference.
Okay, he said he don't pay for none of them, so I want to see what they look like. All that free, good-looking lady hoe, all that. I want to see that free good-looking.
Post up some pics, young Pat. If you got any dog, if you got some dog ass looking hoes, we gonna clown you. I'm telling you right now. Question number two. If a woman doesn't care about a man spending money on her, is she silly or independent? Which one do you? I'm gonna ask you that personally. If a woman just comes straight, I don't really give a damn about nobody spending money on me. I got my own money. I don't really care. Is she a silly hoe or is she just independent?
That's just her opinion. Hell, I'm independent, but shit, I let
niggas
spend money.
You said it's one thing about letting it. It's another thing about requiring it.
What you mean? I ain't never had to walk that line, like,
what you mean?
Whether I require it or not, they do it. So it's not a requirement, but they do it.
If they don't, then do they have a chance?
Probably not. The cake master has taken me out, but you want to fuck? That's what we do. That's them young hoe pants.
We're back to the whole point of the show. If you can't take a woman out, if you don't want to spend money on her,
What are we going to do? We just going to sit around, lick each other, and fuck all day? That's what we do now. Really?
That's not the only thing you can do with everything. You don't have to spend money to spend time with somebody. That's ultimately the point. You don't have to spend money to spend time.
Whether you going to get some ice cream, you going to spend some money one way or the other. Let's be real about it.
That's what I'm saying. You got black and white on the issue. You got people who spend ridiculous amounts of money and people who don't spend shit. Ridiculous amounts of money.
What's ridiculous?
Taking you out to dinner, getting a limo, taking you to Justin's in a limo, then out to the bar afterwards for drinks, buying a bottle, and y'all drink the whole damn bottle, but the show they don't pay for shit. That's spending ridiculous amounts of money.
What if he got it like that?
It don't damn matter. If I was Bill Gates, I wouldn't do that shit.
Okay. Question number three. What do you consider caking, young Pat? Real quick. What do you consider caking?
Is that
caking somebody what you just described? Dinner in a limo out to Justin's or Papa Do's If you're living in the Atlanta area, let me tell you one place. If you ever see me in a place called Spun Divots with a woman, we fuck. It's just that simple. Because that's $150 date at least. I'm gonna tell you right now, if you my girlfriend for future references, if you my girlfriend and you see me out with another bitch in Spun Divots, you ain't gotta ask me am I cheating. I'm fucking that hoe. It's like that. With nobody I ain't fucking with. That date is entirely too much money. A dinner, and Spun Divots and a movie, nigga, that's 200.
Look,
we ain't gonna go to Spun Divots.
Look, bro, just put it like this.
What? Are you gonna take somebody out to Spun Divots you're not fucking with like that?
I have.
That's
what I'm saying.
Spun Divots is a fucking only restaurant. Not gonna happen. That's a fucking very expensive place to eat. It's $100
each. Both of y'all like to eat there.
But I'm saying, let's go take food and drink. But I'm saying it like this.
What?
Nigga, stay in your motherfucking lane. Don't take no woman to a restaurant and then complain about what the fuck she ordered, nigga.
Oh, hell no. That's a whole other thing.
You wrong for that one.
Yeah, I got it. Period. Yeah,
my point.
If I'm in that place, I got it.
If they got it, what is the problem? If you... For future references, anybody lives in Atlanta, you see me in Papa Do's with a nigga, he might not be getting the pussy.
Okay.
If you see me in Papa Do's with Keith, I ain't fucking, bro. I ain't getting the pussy. I'm just letting you know.
All right, question number four. If you had to pick one, I'm going to move it. I'm going to speed up. We got so many people on the phone lines. If you had to pick one, what would you kick it with? I'm not even gonna ask you Pat this question. I'm gonna ask him. He's a pimp. He says he's a pimp. He's not gonna even. Question number four for everybody: would you kick it with a person with great sex, who doesn't break bread, or the other way around? You feel me?
Pat, you need to holler at me, partner. You pimp.
Does it seem desperate when a female spends money on a man? So when I posted this subject on Facebook, we had a woman. Remember Jeanette said.
She said it was desperate.
She said if a woman spends money on a man, that makes the woman seem desperate. Like she needs to literally have the company.
If she's taking a man, yeah, that do make her seem desperate. Why are you taking a man?
Hold on.
Hold up, man. Look. Now look, when a female take up a man for his company, that's because he got something to offer other than dick. Like me, such as myself, I can offer you all kind of motherfucking knowledge, but you're going to pay for it.
Knowledge?
I ain't just going to come around. I ain't just going to come around and tell you all about shit I know for free.
Look,
that's the consultant. And consultants get a motherfucking fee. I ain't coming around playing no damn Dr. Phil without no money.
Okay, at any rate, I'm not saying it's wrong for a female to spend money on a man, like take him out, whatever. I'm not saying it's wrong for that. But in the same token, like when you straight up, like, it's bitches out here to straight cake.
Heavier version of flirting. That's it. It's a heavier version of an act of interest on another person. So for example, with who was that, Jerz?
That was P. Reds.
Okay. Here's the thing. The way he explained it is basically, that's just a dumb nigga. You know, if he's just keeping on forking out money and money and money and money and stuff like that just to pay her bills, the mortgage, the car, that ain't taking. You know, that's just a dumb nigga trying to get something that he ain't going to get. And she's going to see how stupid he is. So she'll
cake it, bro.
So that's not a version of cake it.
It is a cake,
that's
nigga.
Not a version of cake it.
Let's
no,
set it up.
That's not a version of cake it, you know, because at the same token, if the woman is just as interested as a man in the man as much as the man is interested in the woman, that is a version of cake it. That is something that has yet to develop into a relationship. That is what you explain is just a dumb nigga trying to get something that he ain't gonna get. There ain't no version of cake it. That's just a dumb.
Why do you think he gonna get it? Take that bitch to motherfucking Hawaii, nigga. You gon' get it. Or that bitch gon' get left in Hawaii. Straight the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
That's not a version of cake, homie.
The bitch gon' get left there.
You
know what I'm saying? Bitch, you gon' get left there. If I take you out to Hawaii and you ain't fucking, bitch, you won't know how the fuck you gon' get back across the Pacific, ho. I don't know.
But I'm saying, I don't mean really why a dumb nigga is a cake, nigga.
Anybody can cake ain't no dumb person, you know. That means he just really interested in that person, and if she see the same interest in that man as much as he has interest in her, that's just something that's gonna blossom into a relationship if it turns out to be that way. That's caking. Caking is just you know a different version of flirting. You can flirt with anybody you want to. You can see somebody in the club and you see her, but she turned you down. You're going to see another girl, and she turned. I mean, all you're doing is flirting. But caking is just an act of interest between two people who are interested in each other. That's caking. Okay, and that's a heavier version of flirting. That's just something that's going to develop into what could be a relationship. That's caking. Okay, if you took her out on date one, date two, or whatever, okay, and they're still, you know, seeing each other afterwards, that's caking. You know, she calls you up on the phone, and you got that deep baritone, Barry White voice, like, hey, how you doing? You doing all right? You know, that's caking. Okay.
What?
I don't know what version you explained it, but that's caking to me.
That's
you
not
know.
Caking. What are you talking about?
That
has nothing to do with what we're talking. That is not caking.
That's regular relationship.
Yeah, that's just regular bullshit.
See, but you know what? See, that's what I'm trying to get these niggas to understand. These niggas taking. I'm trying to get with a female already established a relationship with caking. Caking is you don't even know this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know this motherfucker less than 45 days, and you don't spend $500.
That's just fucking caking, nigga.
That's caking.
There's no other way to look at it.
You just
you
meet a bitch 2 weeks.
Yes,
so, and
you meet a bitch in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
But goddamn, 15 days later, she said, I'm short on my car note. I need $450 and you give her $450.
You a cake, nigga. And also, if you ain't been knowing a bitch for 5 minutes,
that's
you ain't been knowing a bitch but 5 minutes in the club and you spend $100 on that whole drink. Cake, nigga.
That's just a stupid nigga. You know, he's beyond dumb for doing that.
Caking. That's what niggas cake in the club. The club is the number one place where you get the prime example of cake niggas.
Because okay.
A nigga was going there and spend $50 or $100 on the bitch he just met that night. He ain't even got her phone number. Probably don't even got that whole real name. Because, you know, these bitches love to give out fake names.
Yep.
Love to give out fake names. Who does that? That's why I don't go randomly buying drinks in the club unless I fuck with her like that. Maybe one. And that's if we give some conversation. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm saying it like this.
That's real talk.
The income tax nigga give them money once a year and then kicking it like they really got it all year long. Cake ass nigga, come on now. Real talk.
Right.
But you know what?
Come on now.
If that hoe dumb enough to believe it, because see, some of these hoes, they gonna be dumb enough to think he just got that shit year round. Like,
oh, you crazy?
I don't even count shit that's done during tax season. Nigga, real talk.
Nigga,
what you doing around July, October, December?
What you doing around
then? What you spending then? Don't say what you
doing.
What you spending then? Exactly. What you spending?
Hey,
what you spending?
Hey, nigga, China is a slick talking dude. This shit in our sleep, nigga.
Hey, what you spending?
We can wake up and take trips, nigga.
That shit is not affected. Question. Let me get to the question so I can get to the next call. If a woman doesn't care about a man spending money, is she a silly hoe or independent? Which one? If she don't really care if you spend no money on her, what does that make her?
Well, I mean, it don't make her silly. I mean, it make her a considerate person. You know,
I like
her. I mean, anybody can.
Y'all out there, he's a considerate.
Yeah.
Oh, she got on.
One thing about. Let me me tell you something, ladies. Let me tell you something. Let me keep them up on real, real talk. I can have money. It don't matter if I got the money or not. I'll never let you know how much I got, A. And B, even if I got the money and I go pay for the motherfucking meal, I'm going to see if you even just attempt to say, let me get the tip. I got it. If I just drop $80 on this motherfucking meal and you can't say I got $5 on the tip or $10 on the tip or whatever, if you want, if you don't want it, whatever, you, I'm not a big tipper. I'm like a semi-quarter tipper.
It depends on the service.
What does it matter?
Hey, why y'all niggas sitting up here arguing, man?
Listen, the point is...
You can't never tell how much money on that plastic, bitch.
The point is, me personally and a couple of niggas that I know fuck with, we watch the shit like that. We watch to see if it works. If we take this motherfucking woman out 3 times, we'll take out on 3 dates, and all these dates were not no low debt. And she ain't even offered to pay for nothing. She ain't even called you one day and said, oh, well... What you doing right, today? Right, let me right. Take you out. Let's go out and do something. Blah blah blah. On me, I may cut. Right at that point right there, I'm already considering cutting my losses with this hoe. Now normally I can weed through them and feed through them before it even gets to that point because I'm a conversationalist. I actually talk to people before I even go there with them. I get to know them, so I can weed out a gold digging bitch for the most part. That's why I really don't have these cake nigga problems because I'm real good at weeding out gold digging bitches. I've only had maybe two gold digging bitches.
We not
yeah, you might be.
That's a gift.
You got that gift, I got my gift. You got my gift, you got that gift, I got my gift. You know what I'm saying? I'm real good at we not gold digging bitches. But I do sit and pay attention to just if this motherfucker gonna even offer to break some bread with me. As much as bread I done broke with her. It does matter. Don't think we not watching. Don't think we not looking, ladies.
Don't have shit. Why you think they doing what they do? Because they ain't got shit.
And if you ain't got shit, why am I with you?
That's why
am I kicking it with you if you ain't got shit?
Hold on. That's why, Chainless, us sleep talking, we go by the bigger rules, baby. We go by the bigger rules.
Okay.
First off, don't fucking no more ghetto hoes. Y'all ghetto hoes. Bitch, I'm a ride by, you know what I'm saying?
We don't do hood rats no more.
Hey, man.
We graduated from hood rats. We can't fuck with you no more, hood rats. We got love for y'all. We'll party with y'all in the club. When I see y'all, I ain't gonna act like I don't know you no more, baby. But on everything I love, bitch, you can't do nothing for me.
Black Jersey, hey, he needs a hood. Black Jersey.
Black Jersey, Mike. We'll give him a jersey. You want a hood rat?
I didn't say I love him, but they need love too.
I give love. I buy him a drink because I fuck with him the long way. They're my niggas. Yeah. Especially if we go way back. But you can't be my old lady. You have no chance in hell.
Bitch, if you make it to the club, you can get some dick. How about that?
Not going to happen. Bitch, let me go to the next call.
I'm going to take you to the club. Get you in the club. I ain't need some dick too, bitch. You went all the way around.
Does it seem desperate to you when women spend money on a man? Are them chicks desperate?
It all depends, really. You know, it really depends. Now, if it's to the point where, like, as you were saying, if she's at a point where, you know, she's like, hey, you know, it's my treat this time. You know, okay, that's cool. Or if a situation, you know, calls for, like, you know, if she was going to help you out for something that you're not able to make at a point. Okay, no. But if she just constantly does it just to keep him around, then yes, it does.
See, if you
got a woman who want a man as a trophy. That's different.
You done took me out somewhere else.
Is she helping you out too?
Helping me out.
Yeah.
Helping you out how? With what?
Yeah, I mean, you asked for the money, so it ain't no other way. If she helping you out, you asked for it. Baby, I'm short. Let me get some.
Somebody offer though.
Somebody might offer.
But if you're talking about it, but I'm saying it like this. I done been with a bitch, I'm telling you, that done ran me through the mall. Literally ran me through the mall and spent like 4 sacks.
I don't know. Why did she spend 4 sacks?
Hey, you know, shit.
Why, was she a cake bitch?
You already know she was a cake bitch, man.
I have no problem. I have less of a problem with cake bitches than cake bitches.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you, like,
I have less of a problem.
Hey,
Tamika.
How you going to talk
all that shit
about me? Hey, Tamika. Tamika, them 4 sacks you spent, baby, and paid for that dick. You know I'm on the business. All right.
Oh, that bitch gave me $500. I told the bitch, I ain't fucking with him once. She said, fuck me one more time. I said, well, hey, I'll bet you
on. She said, I'll give you $500.
Wow. I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? How much money a nigga got to get you to get the pussy? Straight up, he got the money.
Here's the thing.
This is how much is your pussy worth?
I'm just saying.
How much is your pussy worth? If a nigga, you don't even like this nigga, you don't feel this nigga, but he got
you
money.
You can't get it. You can't
what
get
you
it.
Mean?
If
no
all
amount
money,
of money.
If all
no
money,
amount of money.
You can't get it. I'm just saying.
You go. There you go.
Ain't no
millionaire,
so you know what I'm saying. These little
thousand ass
niggas, that
ain't shit to me, bro.
Jeez. 20 stacks,
he can't get the 20
stacks.
He got
it. I don't know. I just get that. I ain't never had about all that. Hey, look at
it
like this. If he an old man, he can get it,
cause
he ain't gonna last that long.
Well, what
the hell?
What are you gonna do with it?
What are you gonna do with it? Like
whatever.
Goddamn,
what if he got down 23? Goddamn, he's gonna stand up in it.
23 with
20. Yeah.
He's been gonna boo me up.
Gold digging ass motherfucker. Last question, y'all. Last question.
Yeah.
To the next
I'm
caller.
Put that thing on his ass.
Question six. But you ain't no goddamn gold digger. Question six. True or false? The more attractive you are, the less you have to spend when dating. Billy Bad Phoenix, what you say?
Man, you know, and I think that's gonna be like the toughest question of the night, because you know, no matter how much you look at me, but I'm thinking the question really should be, the less attractive you are, the more you got to spend, you know. But I can't even honestly, I can't even answer that question because you know they could be some of the most attractive people in the world, but they could still spend buku bucks, you know. You know, whether it be you know just to show off, to show that they got it. Because, you know, if you're attractive but you got less money, you know, it makes that person, you know, how's that going to make that man look when, you know, when he's out in public? So,
okay.
I really can't answer that question, to be honest with you.
All right. Everybody's having that's not even a tough question for me. For me, it's a fucking no-brainer, okay? That question is rhetorical, literally, because I really don't give a shit what nobody say. If you are more attractive, you don't have to cake out as much. Because one thing about it, if somebody is physically attracted to you any motherfucking way, you ain't going to have to spend that much if they already physically attracted to you anyway. That shit is just a fucking formality. How many days does a fine dude got to keep? If a dude is hot to you, you think this guy's fine ever. Will he have to take you out on as many dates as a nigga who you really don't even feel like attracted to like that?
Yep.
He got to take you on just as many dates.
Yep. Done did it.
She lying a whole lot. She lying a whole lot.
I already did it.
She lying a whole lot.
How am I lying?
She just said it.
What?
Hey, something flaw about it. Something real
come
flaw
on.
About it.
She just said it. Come on, man.
Here's the thing. Me and y'all all, we want to like what we see too, but y'all more on the visual side than women are. Unless we know that. That's a fact right there. So I done been with five niggas. Okay, so
Twink, what's up, Twink? I see everybody.
What's up, baby?
What's going on? Hold on a second. K100 Internet Radio, thanks for calling into the show, everybody. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show.
We in the building.
347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show.
Yep.
Okay, K100 Internet Radio. In studio with me, I got Key in studio with me. I got Black Jers. Happy birthday to Black Jers. I got P-Reds affiliated, Slick Talk for Channels Entertainment in the motherfucking building.
That's the fam, nigga.
Right,
how
all day long. Huh?
How long are you gonna hold on to that shot?
I don't know. You wanna take the shot?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, give me whatever you own.
Episode 198. You going sober? Okay.
How long? 24 hours.
Not tonight. Money for sex. Money for sex. That's the way of the lames. We talking to Twink on the line. Twink, what's happening, babe?
What's going on, baby? Happy birthday to Black Jer's old ass. I said happy birthday.
It ain't nothing old about me but my sneakers, baby. Don't worry about
damn.
Me.
All
right. Right there, old baby.
Okay, question number one, Twink.
Damn, I don't probably say
do you, Twink, do you think a woman's pussy is worth money? Is your pussy worth money, Twink?
You know what? I'm gonna say that in the long run, everybody eventually pay for pussy because, you know, you got to take the bitch out on dates and wine and dine. I've had someone actually, well, he bet me he can make me scream, and it didn't happen, and he lost the bet. It was like, you know, a couple hundred dollars that he lost. But I wouldn't say that I would make someone pay for my pussy because that's just wrong on all types of levels.
What's wrong about it? Keith said there's nothing wrong with that shit.
I don't, look, let me tell you something. First of all, let's get this straight. The niggas that be taking me out, they don't get the pussy. So I can't say my pussy worth whatever because they don't get it half the
time. That makes you the ultimate cake master. They don't even get the pussy. They just taking cake and cake and cake to no end.
That don't ever get it. So,
hey, I'm just saying like this, nigga.
Oh, my God.
And whatever you want to stop, just move on out of the way.
Hey, I'm just saying like this. Any nigga that fuck Keith. Man, y'all nigga gotta do some push-ups in that pussy, man. Yeah, hey, you me. Man,
you know, yeah, but see, by
the time... I'm fucking back out,
okay.
By the time I give it to him, it's because I want to. It ain't because you done paid for it.
Hey, I like that, because you want
to
get...
It's because I want to get it to him.
I
you
I
can pay
that.
Me
I
on 100 dates. If I don't want to fuck him, I'm not
going
to.
So why the fuck you keep going on 100 dates?
Because they keep asking. Because they keep asking.
Okay.
Nigga, that,
we've already been through this. We've been through this.
Hey, you got time, you're going to go home.
I'm going.
Okay.
I have an appetite. I like to eat.
You cake-ass nigga, stop it. Stop it, cake nigga.
Period.
We're gonna make them stop.
You can't do it. You can't stop a nigga from spending bread on a bitch. It's gonna happen to the end of time. Niggas are gonna always spend bread on bitches. That's just how it goes. I ain't gonna lie. I will never spend money on a bitch. I've never caked on no female.
Question number two then. If a woman doesn't care about a man spending money, if a woman doesn't care about spending money on a man, is she silly or is she independent? You feel me? Is she a silly hoe if she spend money on a man? Or is she independent? Like, she don't need his money and she got money, so it's okay. It ain't tricking if she got it, right?
First of all, if she's spending money on a man, by all means, she needs to spend money on a woman because I need me a new sugar mama. I ain't even lying. I don't care if you spend money on me. Like, if I'm telling you, that's what it is. But I mean, you're not stupid if you don't care if a dude ain't spending money on you. You got your own money, you know what I mean? That's on you. But I ain't gonna say that you stupid for saying that a nigga should have to, you know what I mean, pay for shit, because that's just how shit goes.
Question number three. What do you consider caking?
Like, if you taking a bitch on date after date after date, and when you drop her off home, it's another car in her driveway, and it's another nigga hitting that, and he can take her on shit, and you feel, Kagan is just spending too much unnecessary money on the bitch. Why are you doing that? That's pretty real.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not a cake master. They don't drop me off at home, nigga. You don't even know where I live. Fuck out of here.
I would never ever take Key.
No, I wouldn't even pick her up and take her to the gas station.
You would.
I'm down the street from your house and my car broke down.
Why not, Twink? You ain't gotta be scared. It ain't even that I'm scared.
Not at all. But I've never ever.
But it's always the first time. It's always the first time for everything.
The man in me won't let me trick on no female.
Hey, Tim, would you take me out to eat, Twink?
You know, I'd take y'all to do a whole lot more than eat. Quit playing with me, brother.
I can get cake on my cake.
I'm not mad.
You.
I ain't even mad.
Question number four. If you had to pick one, Twink, would you kick it with a person that had great sex but didn't break bread, or they broke bread but they had whack ass sex? Which one?
Can I do both since I like
women? No.
Wait, can I do with a dude that don't break bread and a woman that
does? Pick one. If it's a man or a woman, I don't give a shit, but you got to pick one of those scenarios. Either they got good sex and don't break no bread, or either they got the break bread and they got good sex. Pick one.
I'm going to have to go with great sex.
You going with great sex? What about you?
I'm going to pick neither.
You got to pick if you had to pick one. You got to pick one.
I'll pick
neither. You can't pick neither.
Damn it, neither ain't an option. Which one?
This is not
What's the lesser of two evils?
Say it again, bro. What the question is?
The question is, would you pick somebody that had great sex but really didn't like breaking bread and spending no money like that on you, or they don't mind spending no money, they spend whatever, but they got the wacky sex up?
I pick break bread and wax sex.
Hold on, I get that one more time. I picked the woman with the great sex. Now, I ain't going to cake her ass either, so we just going to be nuts some non-caking motherfuckers together. Hey, she ain't spending no bread. She ain't caking me, and I ain't caking her motherfucking ass. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, when that fucking get old.
I'm just saying, though.
Well,
if I got my own money, I'm telling you, I'm concerned with what a woman's spending on me, because I don't need her to spend it on me.
I don't need a man. I don't need him.
All right, then. So the question says, which one would you rather kick it with?
And I already told you.
The question is, okay, then, you got your answer. But I got my answer. You feel me? Don't nobody pay for my shit anymore, but I pay for my own shit. So what's the difference? So right now, I don't do hoes with whack pussy, so what the fuck that tell you? Kill yourself. Next question. Does it seem desperate when a woman spends money on a man?
Hey, hold on.
What?
Shoot that motherfucker's pistol again. Man, did you hear what bro went in on y'all lame bitches and fuck? Man, look.
Come on, man. I ain't with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Bitch, if you can't fuck, you can't do nothing for me, period. I don't really want to kick it with you like that. We got too much say to each other. If we're going to be kicking it like that, you can be my friend, my homegirl, but bitch, if you can't suck a good dick, I'm not fucking with you. We are not going to be kicking it long term. We have no future as a relationship. None of that shit is going to happen. You feel me? I don't do bitches who can't fuck. I don't do bitches who halfway fuck. I don't fuck with you like that.
And I don't do bitches
period.
Who don't suck dick. So if you ever see me
period.
With bitch, the bitch don't suck my dick, nigga. Feel me?
No. What's the
period.
Proper term, nigga? What's the proper term?
Sorry, Bird, nigga. Let's Jerry drunk.
Hey, question number. So, Quink, does it seem desperate when a female spends money on a man? Is that
desperate? I'm gonna go with the last caller. If it's like the dude spends money all the time and the chick's like, you know what, I got you this time because, you know, the last 168 he did it, cool. But if from jump she's spending money, and like he never broke bread at all, something ain't right in that picture. I'd be damned.
Okay. Question number six. True or false? The more attractive you are, the less you have to spend when you date.
Easy.
What's the answer?
I'm saying true, because I don't remember ever having to break bread, and I think I look pretty damn good.
Well, no. When it comes to you, when it comes to the person that's fucking with you, were you quicker to fuck somebody? They had to take you on more dates if they were less attractive? Did they have to take a little bit more money to kick it with you because they were less attractive?
No.
Whether than the other person, guy or female, which one? They got the pussy quicker because they were quote-unquote fine. What you
I'm
like?
I'm still say true because, like, true.
Okay. I know it's absolutely true. Billy Bad Phoenix tried to argue the point some kind of way. I don't know. I didn't understand
about
what
you
were saying.
If you what?
He tried to make it make not make that make sense. He made that that was a tough question for him to answer.
Nigga, if you more attractive,
you're not gonna spend as much money.
You already know that.
You know what I'm saying?
You already know that.
Yes.
What are you doing for July weekend? I'm gonna be down there in July.
That's my birthday.
Oh.
That's my birthday weekend, Shawty.
What? Yeah.
We're doing it real big around this bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing, but whatever we're doing, we're gonna be doing it real big.
No, go
this year. This year. I'm going ham.
I'm going ham. Yeah, I mean when I get out there.
I'm telling everybody right now. If you listen to the show right now. Fuck with me on the 4th of July weekend because I'm going absolutely ham this year. Period. Point blank.
Oh, you gonna go absolutely ham anyway? Twinkle's gonna be in the building. What? This song's stupid, dumb
banana. I ain't went ham in 5 years. I'm going ham this year. Yeah.
You turning what? 42, ain't it?
Next call on that fuck shit note. 36. 40 fucking 2. Fuck is wrong with Twinkle? Jana.
I can do 42 push-ups in your mouth.
Jana, 361.
Hey.
Jana, going on with Anna Baker? What's happening? What's happening? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966.
Yeah.
K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzom. I got Key in studio, P. Rage in studio, Black Jersey in studio. Happy birthday to Black Jersey once again. K's on deck. Ruby Cannon's on deck. T. Lewis on deck. 904's on deck. Thanks, everybody, for calling into the show. I really appreciate it. Episode 198. Money for sex. The way of the lane. Jenna, first up. Next question.
Happy birthday, Black
Jersey. Thank you, baby.
He said, thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. I want to fuck you, baby. Suck my dick, white girl.
You know, he really wants to fuck you. You know, he really wants to say ditto.
Question number one. Wide open. Question number one.
Let me see that pink part.
It's all pink.
You like everything pink. She's a pink toe.
Pink toe.
She's pink toe.
Melt your eyes and make your knees touch your elbows.
Question number one. Jenna. Do you think a woman's pussy is worth paying for, or for that matter, a man's dick?
Personally, I don't think so. But you know, other people might disagree with me. But who am I to say, you know, what's right, what's not right? But I know it. I know I wouldn't want that, and I ain't gonna pay for no dick. So
okay.
That's just absurd.
Okay, it is absurd. I appreciate that. Question number two. If a woman doesn't care about a man spending any money on her, is she silly or independent? If she don't care,
I would say neither. That just makes her a real ass woman.
What?
That just makes her a real ass woman. If she doesn't need that.
That makes her a real ass woman.
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
So if she want them to pay and take out, she not a real woman.
Yeah, no, she a real gold digger.
She's a real gold digger.
No, you just a cake master. And I don't want you to just say you a cake master.
She's a real woman. I don't know.
The point is, that makes her, I feel what you're saying, Janet, baby. I feel you, baby. She a real woman. She can stand on her own, too. She don't need your shit. But why you keep making them cake? Why?
Because they want to. They offer.
And there we go. Cake ass niggas.
Like I done said a thousand times.
Cake ass niggas.
Anywhere a dude take me, I can go there by myself. And I do go there by myself. I take myself to Papa Do's. I take myself to Fun Digits with my homegirls or whatever. So it ain't, nigga, you ain't doing shit for me to know.
So why do you keep letting them take you if you know you ain't going to fuck
them? Because they keep asking. And they ain't got.
And that's what we're here to destroy. We're here to destroy all these cake ass, mindless ass niggas. You know what? You know what? Can we do something? Can we do something?
Nigga, you not coming to the house.
Can we do something? Can I get your phone number and dial out some of these niggas that's been going out with you for a year and ain't got no pussy yet? Can we do a motherfucking dial out on one of these tape niggas tonight? Get them on the line.
Hey,
here we go. That's what I'm talking about. We don't get into the mind of a cake nigga. Let's get into the mind of a cake nigga tonight. Give me the number, nigga. I got the dial out feature. I got a premium package in this bitch. I got a premium package. I can dial a motherfucker out. Get him on the line.
I'm going to
call him.
Make her mad.
Huh?
Yeah, but dude, hey, sis, I got something for you.
Cake ass nigga.
That nigga you really want to stop calling me and fuck with you. Let's
get it. It don't matter, because see.
Can I get the cake nigga on the line,
Charlie?
Can I get the cake nigga on the line?
That nigga tell me your pussy.
Give me the number. In a couple of minutes, we're going to call these cake niggas.
These two, guess where they at work? How about that? Because they got jobs, some two of them.
Okay, he gotta keep on feeding Key Papa Do's, man. Gotta keep that money rolling in. Get that money, girl. Get that money.
Fuck that shit. Question number three, Jenna. What do you call caking? What do you call caking, Jenna?
Okay. All right. Say, okay, I know a perfect example, and it actually happened. A few weeks back, my homegirls, they're going to apartment. They're apartment search, right? They found this dude that's looking for an apartment too, right? Oh Lord. Wouldn't you know he took both of them out all day spend money on him left and right, taking him eating lobster and shrimp, and he never even, like, brought that up, like, at all. Like, no kind of sex.
Oh, you already told this story. Key tried to defend the actor saying because he's rich.
It ain't shit to them. That's the whole thing. Like, him
it's the motherfucking principalities in this shit, Shawty. It's principalities in this shit.
Hey, it's principalities in this shit.
Question number four.
They deserve types of money for no apparent reason, just to do it.
Jenna, does it seem desperate? Does it seem desperate when a woman spends money on a man? Is that desperate?
Now, there's different levels. I wouldn't necessarily categorize it as desperate, because some women, they do it out of love. They really do. Like, they will. They don't want to see their man going down and out.
So it's okay to
some women
Stop. I'm going to stop it right now, because first of all, and this goes to something that Billy Bad Phoenix said. First of all, let me get one motherfucking thing straight. Right? If you really fucking with somebody like that, First of all, if you really fucking with them like that, and they going through something and you help them out, that is not taking. That's being a friend. If y'all fuck with them like that, you feel me? We ain't talking about looking out for somebody if they down and out and you fuck with them like that. You feel me? That's not taking. That's looking out for somebody. That's not the same thing. You feel me? But we talking about if you just doing it just to be doing. They don't even really need the shit. You feel me?
You know what you do?
Taking. Taking. What do you think?
Okay, well, I think it might just go above and beyond the call of duty then. I wouldn't say desperate. It's just doing a little bit too much for somebody that's selfish and doesn't really deserve it. It all depends on worth. If you know he's a good man and he's worth it, he's deserving, then yeah. But if he's some bum-ass nigga ain't about shit, then hell no.
Question number six. Real quick, Jana. True or false? True or false? The more attractive you are, the less you have to spend when you date.
I put it like this. A pretty woman can go around and say, I need $500 right now. I have to pay my rent. I bet you that nigga would do it. If an other woman do it, he wouldn't even loan her 50.
I'm going to tell you something right motherfucker now. I don't give a fuck how pretty that motherfucker is. If we ain't on that motherfucking level, I don't give a fuck if that bitch is Beyonce.
But you know what? That's
I ain't giving that whole shit.
That's all trifling. But see, here's the thing. This
I don't give a fuck what
this
you
what
look
made
like.
Me different. One thing, I ain't never asked a nigga to pay for me my car note, my mortgage. Don't pay for shit around my house. You can take me out all you want to. Don't have shit around my house. I got you.
I'll give you some props for that. I will give you props for that.
That's my whole thing. You ain't entitled to shit around here. That's why you don't need to know where I live. No, you cannot drive my car.
I feel that.
Thank you.
You draw the line at cake niggas paying your bills.
I don't ask for shit. That's the whole point. I don't want to ask for shit. I don't want you to pay shit around my house. And if you just want to give me some money and be like, here, do what you want to do.
That's fine.
I ain't finna ask you for shit, nigga. No, not gonna do it.
So
you
don't
want to
pay the bills? You pay my bills?
You
better talk. Can you pay my bills?
Oh, but I don't need
can you pay my telephone bills?
And if you got some sense,
did you like
you
that song?
No, I didn't.
You didn't like
but
that song?
The whole thing is, if I've been doing it before you got here, obviously I got this.
You could have had this, and it's about not to have this.
That's
how somebody told me caught up.
But then guess what? I'm not. If we're not on that level, I'm still not asking for shit.
Okay. Look, that's where them hoes go wrong when a nigga say, well, how much your mortgage is? And then when they say, shit, you act like you gonna pay or something. Then niggas say, I might.
I thought you don't even ask.
I have gave that example to show how superficial people can be. You already know. They look on the outside. They don't look what's in the inside. They just look what's right there in front of them.
We're going to have that show coming up next. Stand by, Jenna.
Okay.
Shay, what's happening?
See, that white girl killing me.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Ruby Candy's on deck. T. Lewis, 904. And Michigan Girls Online. Shay, thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966.
On that railroad track. 347-934-0966.
You said
that railroad track.
Oh, here we go.
You know what? I ain't stuck.
Really, Shay?
We ain't family no more. We falling out right now.
Y'all falling out right now.
Tell him he can't be going to tell my family business. What happened at home? Stay at home. Don't you know that?
Oh, that happened at IHOP.
Holy shit.
What's up,
what's up,
what's that? See you in July, nigga.
All right. Question number one.
Happy birthday, Jack John. Let me get that out right quick, too.
Good looking. All right, he said good looking. Question number one.
That nigga want to talk to cookies you brought me.
Question number one. I don't know. Hold up. Question number one. Do you think a woman's pussy is worth paying for? And if so, how much is it worth?
Oh, you didn't ask straight in.
You know, I really think it devalues the pussy if we have to put a dollar amount on it. I mean,
what?
It really does. I mean, you can't say that it's priceless. I'm just going to say that, you know, I think it just seriously devalues. If you got to put a price tag on your pussy, then it really devalues it. So, I mean, you know, I can't say a monetary amount.
There is no fucking monetary amount it's worth. That's the fucking trick question in the question. There is
That's
no damn
correct. It devalues it to put a price tag on it, put a dollar amount on it. Yeah, it just totally devalues it.
We have people say they got $1 trillion pussy, $1 billion pussy, all kinds of things.
Well, then they lied. I wouldn't say it's not invaluable, but, I mean, anybody with $1 trillion pussy, for real.
Hey, man, you said it was priceless. You said your pussy was priceless on Facebook.
I did, and I was corrected by you and several other people, so I'm standing corrected. I'm not going to say it's priceless, because when you say priceless, that means that there's an ability to put a price on it. So I'm going to say it devalues the pussy to even try to put a dollar amount on it. So I'm not even gonna go there with no dollar amount.
Okay. If a woman doesn't care about a man spending any money on her, is she silly? Is she a silly hoe or independent? She don't really care if a man breaking bread on her.
You mean if she don't really care? I mean, I wouldn't say I wouldn't care. I mean, you know, I wouldn't look for somebody to just spend money on me. Now, unless they want to, if it makes somebody feel good to do something good for me or whatever, okay, well, I'll accept it as long as it's a gift and there's, like, no strings attached. You ain't expecting nothing, and that's understood. But, you know, I'm going to have to agree with Billy too bad on that one. Yeah, it just does not make her considerate. I definitely don't think she's silly for, like, you know, for it, because, you know, maybe she do got her own, you know, but like, then again, I mean, if somebody wants to do something for you, I don't think you should just like totally like, you know, be like, well, no, I'm absolutely not going to let you do that because I got my own damn money. Let the man buy you dinner or whatever.
Say what?
That's stupid. Even what? If somebody offering, they want to do something for you. Why?
Exactly.
Why be on
exactly.
such a damn high horse? Your horse so high and you like, oh, I don't know. That's why your ass going to be old and single.
So you said she's
stupid.
So she's stupid. You just said you don't want a nigga to pay your goddamn bill. You got this over here.
But here's the thing. What's the difference? Like she just said, if they insisting on doing it,
so if a nigga insists, can he pay that motherfucking mortgage over there? If a nigga insists, can he pay that mortgage? If a nigga insists, go ahead and flip the story. Go ahead and flip it.
I'm not finna flip it. I'm gonna tell you what I said the first time. Nigga, you wanna have me some money and be like, do what you wanna do with it.
Come on, man. Let me pay that mortgage.
No.
Let me pay that mortgage.
No, nigga, you can give me some money.
That's what you said. You just said it's silly a minute ago.
No, nigga, you can be like...
But listen to what I'm saying, though, bro.
But did you say that stupid if a woman say that?
But listen to what I'm saying, though,
bro. And I'm agreeing with you. You sit here talking, I'm
no. But, so if the man insists on paying your mortgage, can you do it? Can you do
nigga,
it?
Nigga, we're not going to label you paying my mortgage. We're going to make that, nigga. You're going to make that.
Hey, but you
turn back around and say a broad
she was talking
basically.
About taking them out. She wasn't even talking about money.
We're talking about
said,
money, period.
Taking out. She said, if he wants to take you out, why
okay.
not let him do it?
Well,
you got flipped to some mortgages.
I'm just saying.
My shit remains the same, nigga. If you want to give me some money, give me some money.
I'm just saying it like this. If your mortgage is more than 1,200,
The cake master.
Hey,
question number four. No, question number three, Shay. What cake are you?
What happened to number two?
That is number two. I will give you number two. What is cake to you?
What is cake to me? To me, cake is like excessive, lavish spending on somebody. Just like totally unnecessary. Just ridiculous. Like
well, if you got food, well, first of all, if you got food to eat at your house, it ain't necessary. I take your ass out to eat. God damn it.
Wait a minute now. Let's be practical about it. You don't have to be starving in order for somebody to take you out. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, it's not like if you got hot dogs and somebody wants to take you out for steak, that's not caking. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spending excessive, lavish amounts of money. Like, you know, you roll up at the car lot and somebody say, okay, well, pick out which one you want. Or something. I mean, I'm talking about lavish, extreme amounts.
Okay, all right.
The whole point
but, you know, I ain't going to lie. I had a sugar daddy one time. I mean, but, you know, it was an understanding. We had an understanding. He wanted, you know, an attractive chick on his arm for some good company, no strings attached. And, you know, we was cool like that. You know, he just, like, broke bread, and he didn't necessarily pay a bill, but he just kind of, like, handed me the money, and whatever I did with it, I did with it. But
yeah, you had,
he up there
you
had, saying that. What's
sugar
that?
Daddy, a pay nigga ain't nothing but a young sugar daddy. Let's get that
but shit see,
straight.
See, that wasn't a sugar daddy. That's different, though, because he knew that it wasn't ever going to go to no relationship, and I actually told him when he met somebody to let me know and I would back off and, you know, not be taking his money no more.
Nigga is a young sugar daddy. Let me say that shit one more time for you slow motherfucker. Nigga is a young sugar daddy. A cake nigga is a young sugar. What the fuck is the difference then?
And he don't know it.
You tell me the difference between a sugar daddy and a motherfucking cake nigga.
Hey,
tell me the difference.
A cake nigga don't know he the sugar daddy. That's the damn difference. A sugar daddy know that's what he there for. I mean, he know that what he's getting is to be seen with you, to spend time with you, whatever. And he's just like, hand you some money in exchange for it. A cake nigga is just that, a cake nigga. He thinks that in the back of his mind, he might get a little bit somewhere.
Niggas are future sugar daddies.
Cause they've been doing that, where they gonna end up?
You cake niggas are future sugar daddies. Believe that. You cake niggas and you cake bitches are future sugar daddies and future sugar mamas. Let me say that shit one more time for you, slow motherfucker. You cake niggas.
If they're not ever getting it, then they might escalate up to be sugar daddies.
Sugar daddies.
You lying and you.
Can we get the motherfucking number, please? Around
347
204 Shay. Give me the motherfucking number. 204 Shay. 204. The more attractive you are, the less you have to spend.
You lying nigga, you cougar bitch.
Well, you know, I think it goes without saying. You know, if anybody who's attractive, you're gonna have to you're gonna spend less because people want to spend time with attractive people, and sometimes it means they gotta spend a little extra money to spend a little bit more time or have a little bit more company. That's what they're gonna do.
True.
I ain't saying
it's
right or wrong, but that's just true.
Yeah, true. Stand by. Stand by.
It's on reward card.
Oh, stand by. Stand by. She said true. She said true. Ruby Candy, T. Lewis, 904, Michigan girl. Ruby.
Yes. Hey everybody. Happy birthday, Mr. Black.
You got a lot of background noise going on.
I already got it.
Okay. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show.
We in the building.
347-934-0966. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. In studio, we got Keith, the homie Black Birds, the homie P-Reg affiliated. You understand? Slick Talk, Attention Entertainment in the building. K1 Internet Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
I already said shit,
oh, Ruby, would you cake? Would you
it's
cake?
Hold on, but what's caking though? What's caking? Like, let me know. What's caking?
What is caking? What do you think caking is?
I don't know. I really don't know what's caking. And then I tell you, Key, if I cake on you or not.
Will you take Key out to a place we call Spawn Divots into a movie?
To a place called Spawn Divots. How much is it first? How much? Nah. I mean, I don't mind taking somebody out because, I mean, hey, if I get the pussy, I get the pussy. If I don't, I don't. So, I mean, regardless, if you're going to pay for my pussy shit, I don't need somebody to pay for my pussy because my ex-wife is still paying for it and she ain't getting none. So,
you
shit, that's how, that way, that is all out of it.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. Okay, first of all, that date right there I just named is $150. That's $150. Now, mm-hmm. you're going to have to take them out about at least 50 of them times. So if we talk about a stack, we're talking about a stack.
15, 15, 15, 15, 15. Okay, well, we can just, okay, well, hey, it is what it is. So, I could just take, use, you know, the alimony check that my, you know, I get a month and I could take Kia. So, I ain't really tricking. My ex-wife is tricking on another chick. So, it is what it is.
So, you going to take your goddamn alimony child support money, spend on some pussy.
Not child support. Alimony. It's totally different from my money and from what I get alimony. My child support money ain't nobody touching but my kids.
Alimony. Fuck that. You don't even deserve alimony. I'm mad you're getting alimony.
I said key. See, that's something totally different. I take Key out because she seems like that person. You can't take her ass to no Papa Do's and shit like that. You got to get the pussy, you just got to take her all out.
This motherfucker won't move up. Take her out. They don't even get the pussy. That's
nah, but I take her. I mean, I don't mind. I take Key out. I take y'all out. Shit, it don't matter to me. I don't have to get none. I can always go home and get stuff from somebody else.
I hear that all the time, too.
Yep,
you can go fuck the next bitch.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Real deep for you. I'm a
question number one. Ruby Candy, how much is your pussy worth, Ruby Candy? Question number one. Do you think a woman's pussy is worth paying for? And if so, how much is it worth? How much is your
hell
pussy
no,
worth?
But ain't worth paying. No, it's not. I'm sorry, ladies, but it's not worth paying for. I'm sorry. It's not platinum, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing like that. You're going to give it up. I mean, if somebody ain't paying for it, obviously you're going to give it up to somebody else. So what's the difference?
Exactly. Why are we paying for pussy cake, niggas? Why are you doing it? Question number two. If a woman doesn't care about a man spending money on her, does that make her a silly hoe or more of an independent woman?
Independent, because, I mean, I take my homeboys out all the time. Shit, you just can't say, oh, I owe you one. No, I pay for it. So, you know, it is what it is.
Independent. She says independent, ladies and gentlemen. Question number three. What do you consider caking, Ruby? If you had to come up with your own definition, what is caking?
What is caking? I don't know. Put Key on the phone and we'll see.
Wow, you want to cake me?
I don't know. What's I mean, y'all still ain't told me what is caking. Like, what's is it like a form of flirting? What?
No. Breaking bread, spending exuberant amounts of money for some shit you probably ain't going to get. Or even if you do get it, you still spend too much, nigga.
Oh. Well, no, I don't do that. I don't go out and I don't buy females, you know, all this type of bullshit that, you know, I can get for myself and my kids. I don't go out and do that shit. Yeah, we can go to McDonald's. We can go to Burger King. I still get the pussy stuff. It don't matter.
That's what I'm talking about. You got some old McDonald's-ass pussy.
So, shit, cause, I mean, if I'm hungry and I'm with a chick and I'm hungry, or I say, well, let's go out to eat. So, regardless of where I go out to eat, it shouldn't really matter if I'm paying for it.
Hey, first of all, just because you
good
go to some dinner don't mean that pussy gonna be good.
Right, you see what I'm saying? It don't mean it's gonna be good. You got some dry pussy, you got some shit that got, you got pussy that got hair on it, you got bitches that just lay there while they dead, you know, act like they dead and shit. I mean, it really doesn't matter.
Right. Well, the point is, your goddamn expensive ass taste don't got shit to do with your motherfucking pussy. You can be able to have my
because, I mean, I got expensive ass taste too, so you think I want to date a chick that has expensive taste too? No.
Straight up. All right. You got next question. Nah. If you had to pick one, Ruby, would you pick a chick with some great sex that don't mind, but don't like to break bread on you? Or would you pick a chick that don't mind to break bread? She give you anything you want, but she got some babbit ass sex.
I'd take a chick with some great sex because I could still get money from my ex.
I'm tired of you and your goddamn, you fucking over your ex.
She right dragged her.
Hey, I ain't fucking over her. Hey, if she itch, I don't ask her for shit. She just offers it. So I don't ask her for nothing. I got my own money. I don't need hers. Shit, hey, she just offers it. So, hey, it's her bad. So, I mean, I'd rather have a chick with some great sex and I can go out and buy my own stuff something.
I feel you now. I agree with what you're saying. But why are you taking the money if you don't need it? Why take the money if you don't need it?
Because that's just part of the agreement. Shit, that's what she has to do. Every 2 weeks, I get 2 checks, child support and alimony. So it is what it is.
Alimony.
And Key, hey, if you give me some, me some. You can have some of it too.
I don't have to give you none.
Oh, the cake master. The cake master. I should have shot my voice there. The cake master, master. I put an echo on every time this motherfucker talks. I got your ass, nigga. I got you coming up. Fucking goddamn.
Maybe if I was a dude and I was rich, it'd be all good, right, Keith?
The cake master, master, master.
Come up. You know, I got an old studio. I got a studio. But I might, if I had time, I'd make it right motherfucking now. Goddamn.
Hey, y'all be
when you play a song. When you play a song.
Song tonight also too, so we gotta speed up the process. Last question, Ruby, true or false? The more attractive you are, the less money you have to spend when you're dating.
True.
Exactly. Stay in the line, all right?
All right.
Stay in the line. T. Lewis.
What up?
What up, homie?
What's going on, T. Lewis?
K100 Internet Radio, you dig? 347-934-0966.
We're in the building.
347-934-0966, you dig?
Chinese, that's
the
Apple
TL in here. Episode 198. I don't know who's on the guy. Episode 198.
Woo! I got the Apple TL. What's happening, nigga?
Money for sex. Money for sex. The way of the lane.
T. Lewis, would you pay for it?
Would you pay for Keith's pussy, T. Lewis?
T. Lewis, you hey!
We already know you want it. We already know you want it. Don't deny you want it. Don't deny you want it. Hold on, T. Lewis! T. Lewis! How much money would you spend for Keith's pussy? I think we asked you this. Let's get it official. Okay, hold on.
I will hang up on your motherfucking ass if you answer this question.
T. Lewis!
T. Lewis, you...
T. Lewis! How much money would you take out to get Keith's pussy?
T. Lewis!
See, man, I really haven't talked about this before, man. I ain't even gonna cry. This is just any female. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
So, Keith, your pussy obviously not good enough. He said he can't,
do it. Yeah. But see, this is a thing.
Oh! She worked that cake, though, huh? Don't fuck the pussy up, nigga. You know you're going to come to Atlanta. Please don't fuck the pussy up on this show. Don't do it. Don't mess yourself up, Charlie. I ain't going to put you on that. I'm going to go on to the next question. Next question.
Yeah, there we go.
First question. Do you think a woman's pussy is worth paying for, T. Lewis?
Nope.
Under no circumstance? Nope. Not being a cake nigga? Nope. What if you like her? Like you said, you like her.
Well, if you like her, that's a different story. Then we talk about something different then. Because you just trying to establish something. If you like her, you're interested in her.
One thing about cake niggas, even cake niggas kind of like the motherfucker they're caking generally. That's why they cake you.
But the difference is, the cake niggas don't.
T. Lewis, you fucking me up, homeboy.
Hey, hello? Ah, shit, he dropped the call. T. Lewis call drop.
Help, T. Lewis.
We'll get as soon as he calls in, we'll get him right back on the line. 904.
What's happening? This King Hollow, man. What's that? This is the big homie, King Hollow. What's happening, man?
My bad. King Hollow in the building. With T. Lewis come back on the line, people. We'll back up. All right. We're on the phone with King Hollow. So, King Hollow, let me holler at you, folks. Episode 198. Yeah.
All right, fam. What's that?
You did? King Hollow.
I feel you. What's that?
Do you think a woman's pussy is worth paying for?
Hell no, nah, man. My daddy told me pussy free, just like water. I ain't paying for no pussy. You outside your damn mind.
What do you
I can go to Walmart
cake?
And get pussy. Caking is what these niggas out here, what they doing these days, and offering these bitches money and getting them spoiled. So that way, you know what I'm saying, they try to get the pussy, but 9 out of 10, you ain't getting the pussy because you're paying for it, bro. Unofficial.
Exactly. See, Lewis, I see you on the line. I'm going to pick you right back up in a second, homie. So, King Hollow, let me ask you this right here.
What? What's that?
Question number two. If a woman don't care about a man breaking bread with her, is she a silly hoe or is she just an independent woman?
She an independent woman. I've been had females breaking bread and tell me don't put my paper away. You feel me? That's how it is. They do their own shit and that's how they rock.
And so how do you feel about, when you look at women like that, do you give them more props than the women who are always talking about, gimme, gimme, you got to pay for it? How do you
hell
treat them?
Yeah. Yeah, I give them more props because they just showing a nigga, I don't need your paper. I'm about my shit. I don't need you, nigga. I just need you for a jug. And that's about it. And that's why I respect. You know what I'm saying? Salute.
So when you ask, when it come to, because you're going to break some bread at some kind of point. When it come down to it, will you break bread quicker with a woman who take that stance or the woman who always feel like, shit, a nigga need to pay something or else?
I take the one with the female, you know what I'm saying, that we going in together. You heard me? I ain't got a motherfucking pay for shit like I told you, you know what I'm saying? If it's a nice gesture that I want to take out, I might do it. You feel me? That's just how it is.
Okay. If you had to pick one, though, if you had to pick just one, would you kick it with a chick who had some bomb-ass motherfucking sex, but she ain't never really tried to break no bread with you or none of that right there? She ain't never tried to do nothing like that. Or she got some bad-ass goddamn sex, but she constantly breaking bread with a nigga. Which one?
First of all, I'm a nympho, so you know what I'm saying? I got to have that bomb-ass sex. I get my own bread. I don't need y'all to shit, man. Yeah.
There you go. I agree.
I can't trick with no trick hole. Because, you know what I'm saying, if you pay for the pussy, who else done pay for the pussy? That's how I look at this shit. I got to pimp my friend. That's just how it is, you know?
Okay. Question number five. Does it seem desperate when a chick cake on niggas like that? Is she a desperate bitch, or do the bitch just got it? She don't give a fuck.
She just got it. You know what I'm saying? She just got it. That's all I can say. If she want to take her man out and shit, you know what I'm saying? She just got it. Not for you lame niggas that take, you know what I'm saying, advantage of the situation. Shame on y'all.
Alright, true. Last question. True or false? The more attractive you are, the less money you gonna have to break when it comes down to dating a chick.
When I date a chick, I never paid anything. And as you know what I'm saying, that's straight up 100 official, not even to McNuggets. You know what I'm saying? It's all on them volume one and volume two. I guess I'm just that nigga. But you understand, if she attractive, I ain't paying for that bitch. You know, not my face with that shit. Why? Because I can go with the big girl. She going to give me some ass. I can go home and drink my goddamn beer and be happy with the rest of my night. I'm good.
So it don't matter. I'm good. All right, homie. All right, thanks for saying, I appreciate you calling the show, and thanks for calling. Stay on the line, all right?
Anytime, fam.
All right, homie, appreciate it. Real talk. All right, back to T. Lewis, because he got cut off. T. Lewis.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, question number two, homie. If a woman doesn't care about breaking bread with a man, is she a silly hoe or is she an independent woman?
Yeah, I'm like your last caller, man. A lot of times I say she's an independent woman, but it depends on the chick, though. But if I had to pick one, I'd say she more so independent than necessarily desperate.
But, you know, most women going to call her the silly hoe. This is what I'm saying. See, all us guys are going to say that she's independent. But women, when you ask women that, all the women on Facebook, when I posted it on Facebook, they was like, you crazy as hell. You, that bitch crazy. I ain't fucking nobody for free. Shit, my pussy ain't free. Fuck that. Blah, blah, blah. All of them make it seem like them hoes is stupid for being that way.
Period.
Like, you have to match these motherfuckers up. You feel what I'm saying? These gold digging silly hoes match up well with cake niggas. Period, point blank.
Because that's what lane they in.
That's what lane they in. She sitting here saying, you ain't got a motherfucking fucking nigga that got them getting money. Bitch, you ain't getting no money from me if we ain't fucking. So it all depends on what kind of nigga that motherfucking broad run up on.
Oh, no.
Run up on a nigga like me, bitch. All that right there, all that talking, all that shit talking. I don't see none of that shit.
I'll
be motherfucking damn, nigga, if I go out on 50 days with a bitch and ain't never got a pussy. Bitch, what the fuck you think I am, ho? You got me fucked up. It's nothing. It depends on what motherfucking nigga she run up on. She's sitting back here saying, you ain't got to get a nigga no pussy to get no money. The fuck if you don't, holler at me.
But listen,
depending on what kind of nigga she run up on.
But listen, But listen,
bitch, she crazy.
She
listen, what? Ain't nothing to argue about. Nothing to talk about. Just what kind of nigga she run up on. Cause she run up on a nigga like me, that bitch will die first. That bitch will die first, nigga.
If the bitch already fucking for money, she already in that lane. So she already know. If she start fucking with this nigga, she already know the next nigga she
the
going.
The point is, cake niggas. The nigga she talking about when she say that is she talking about when you run across a cake nigga. She's not making that disclaimer when she say that.
Cake
yes,
cake
it is. Because that shit you talking about don't work with regular niggas. It only work with cake niggas.
Regular, what you call a regular?
A nigga waiting to take your ass out for fucking 6 months on 6 days without fucking you. That's that nigga. I'm not that nigga.
Hold on.
Okay. Okay, then.
Hold on.
So when you say shit like that, make sure you put that disclaimer. When it come down to cake niggas, bam. Then you say that shit. When it come to cake niggas, you ain't got to get no pussy up. Make sure you make that disclaimer.
You need some
Ritalin. No. The thing about cake niggas, though, they're going to pay whether they get in or not. That's the whole point. So they just know they're going to come out of their pocket.
That's my point,
so
T. Lewis.
So
that's my point.
But she's
sitting back here talking about them. That's them silly hoes. Them silly hoes.
No,
bitch, you ain't got to fuck nothing to get no money from a nigga. But the fuck if you don't?
You don't.
It that only works on cake niggas.
Well,
that's what you're saying.
But
the
it
same
works. You work. Regardless, it works.
On cake niggas. Just say it. Finish the motherfucking sentence. Finish the motherfucking sentence. It works on cake niggas.
Hold on.
Finish the motherfucking sentence.
Yo, cake, but hold on. I ain't going to tell y'all how many hoes don't got put out my car left on the highway.
That's why I drive my own.
Okay.
Big play me if you want to.
That's
talk all that shit on the telephone and get
okay.
With me like it ain't gonna work out.
All right, next question.
All
right, hold on. Next question. Next
you gonna come out,
yeah.
Dog.
Next question.
Bitch, you
question.
Gonna open your mouth. I don't want
to. Question number five.
You open your mouth.
If you had to pick one, T. Lewis, would you pick a chick with some great sex? Or who never really broke bread with you and never even offered to take
you
out
right
nothing. Or a chick, hold on, Pete. Or a chick who got some babbit ass sex, but constantly taking you out breaking bread with you, taking you on shopping sprees or whatever. Which one, if you had to pick one, which one would you kick it with?
I'll take the chick with the good sex any day. Chances are I'm gonna make my own money anyway, bro.
Money, y'all.
Now you
gotta find
that
check
your dick,
nigga. I
don't
like no broke bitch. I don't like no broke bitch, but if she got some good
sex. And I ain't taking no bitch with no good sex.
I'm
gonna take the money.
Well, I ain't saying I'm trying to be in a relationship with her. She got good sex. I mean, if she broke, I ain't gonna be with her.
No, anything about a relationship. The word relationship is not in this conversation.
At all,
in this whole fucking show. The word relationship is X out of this fucking conversation. Yeah. We are not talking about relationship shit. Period, point blank.
Yeah.
We are not talking about wives and none of that shit. We ain't talking about none of that shit.
And you broke.
This shit don't got nothing to do with relationships.
Oh, a broco ain't got no good pussy. Me, I'm sorry.
Say what?
A broco ain't
I know
got
some
no
brocos with some good pussy.
I don't know.
I know some.
I know
some brocos with some good pussy. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And I know some
yeah,
hoes that got money.
I know some brocos too. And that's how they getting the money from these niggas too.
I know
some brocos
with bad dick and I don't feel shit.
You right.
You left
so
me
right.
Fucking with the bad
so you agree with us then?
So
you agree with us?
Little,
so you agree with us then?
I still take the one with the
what
bad
dick. What you look?
Well, she,
little.
Well, you've been walking. You've been.
Tip of your dick pic and the tip of your dick head hanging over your hand, nigga. Will you jack off with your thong, nigga? Just shoot models or some shit? Yeah, that's a little bit.
Jacking off with your thumb. I don't know what to do that. That's bad.
I've been interested in what you
mean. Question number six. Question number six. True or false, T. Lewis?
Yeah.
True or false, T. Lewis?
I'm picking in the remote control that you bring.
Let me ask a question, goddammit. True or false, T. Lewis?
Yeah.
Put the motor under my dick, nigga. I'm
patting my toe. Can I ask the question, please?
I'm sorry.
True or false? God, these motherfuckers here. This is why you can't have all these motherfuckers at one time. You can't fucking.
This your boy, man. Go ahead. I'm just saying.
True or false? The more attractive person has to spend less when dating.
Nigga better get that motor
tonight. That's true. Yeah, that's
okay.
True. Period.
All right. That's true. All right. Stay on the line. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Michigan girl. Michigan girl.
What's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show.
We in the baby.
K1's your internet radio. I'm yours, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. P Raiders in the building, Keys in the building, Black Jersey in the building. Happy birthday. Shout out to
Happy
Black Jersey.
Happy birthday,
again.
Hey. All
right. Episode 198.
Let's go.
Ah, the last shot went down tough. Michigan girl, do you think a woman's pussy is worth paying for? And if so, how much is it worth?
Nah, it ain't worth paying for.
Not even nothing?
Not the pussy. The woman might be worth spending some money on, but not just the pussy.
I was asking somebody to bring up the ultimate point. Everybody's just skipping over the whole fact that one thing about it, nobody's pussy is worth anything. It's the woman as a total. Now, let me say this one more time for everybody that's on the phone line and the people who may not be my Facebook friends and don't understand. When I first posted this question up in Facebook, I asked everybody. My post on Facebook was, pussy, you know what I'm saying, the most overrated commodity on the planet. And I didn't make the distinction in between pussy and a woman. So I got bombarded with motherfucking women defending themselves. My pussy ain't for free. Blah, blah, blah. People all in my inbox. You fucking tripping, Blizzum. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Anybody fucking for free? That's a silly hoe. That hoe's stupid. Blah, blah, blah. All this other fucking shit. And then I came back out and I put a post up and I said, let me correct everybody. Let me understand. Y'all missing the motherfucking point. A woman, a good woman, is priceless. Okay? But the woman as a whole, you feel what I'm saying? But just your pussy. And the point is, with these cake niggas, a lot of these cake niggas are caking to get just the pussy. They ain't even caking to get the fucking woman as a whole. They're caking just to get some pussy. Now, if you really... Now, let me say one thing.
That's the difference, though.
I'm going to say one thing.
They don't want both.
No, what? Like, now, okay. How you figure?
The ones I be with, they take me out and they continue to do it because they like me as the woman. It ain't.
How
yeah,
you know?
They F up.
All right then.
For real, I ain't never done no be like that. I don't want to fuck.
Okay then.
But the whole point of it is after we done.
So what? How do you know?
You done got to the point where I just like being around you.
So
why that can't? Why they gotta be some cake shit? Why niggas are calling me like, I just, you know, so I ain't seen them in. I just
ass
around
you. Here.
I ain't losing. I done had this thing.
I'm just saying.
This some generation.
The point is, that's question six. The point is, you feel me? The point is, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it, there's nothing wrong with spending a moderate and feasible amount of money on a woman. You feel what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with it.
That's
but you already know. Come on.
What? That's left up to the person
with
a moderate and feasible amount.
It's ridiculous. Unless you're a billionaire, billionaire, and you literally got ball player money,
hey,
if you're taking the chick out for moving Disney movies all
right
time, you're spent $2,000 or $3,000
on this
woman, and you ain't even, and you work 9 to 5. You feel me? That's spending too much money.
Yo, here on 9 to 5. I mean, it's key. I just got one question for you. Since these niggas be. What's the most money a nigga ever don't just get down? I'm talking about Jerry Willis just be like, hey, Shawty, yeah.
No, not all at one time. That was over maybe about 2.5 months.
3 stacks in 2.5 months.
He can't.
Does he work for a living
that's
a job?
That's the one dude that I just could not fuck because he just too fucking.
Does he work for a living at a job?
Yeah.
And he's not a cake nigga? What's the most amount of money a nigga ever skint down trying to get your pussy?
Bam! Just like that, bam!
I think it was like over $1,000.
I'm going to say
2,000, maybe 2,500.
So in 3 months, what did he spend? What did he do? How did he spend that kind of money? What did he do? Where did y'all go? How did he spend that kind of money in 3 months?
Taking me out, buying flowers, candy, bought some What else? I think he bought some shoes, some clothes, gave me some money, just spending money.
Spending money.
Did that make you want to give him some
pussy any quicker? Hell no, he didn't get none. So, to you cake-ass motherfucking niggas, let me say this shit. Let me stop the motherfucking music.
You told me, hold on.
Hold on, I got to stop the music.
Okay,
I'm going
to let you stop the music.
Hold on.
Hold on, but you don't heard from one of
Listen.
The two realest women that I motherfucking, man, y'all need to pay attention.
Listen, man. Let me tell you motherfucking fuck-ass niggas something, man. And I'm tired of repeating this motherfucking shit. For all you lame niggas, I done said this before. I'm going to say it one more time so we really centering in on you cake motherfuckers tonight. And you cake-ass bitches for that. You feel me? Hopefully this is a revelation, a breakthrough. She laughing, saying they ain't going to stop. But I'm here. If I just save one soul, I'm like a preacher.
You don't get
if I just save one soul
you
tonight, Lord. Lord, if I save one soul tonight, Lord. If I just stop one cake nigga from being a cake nigga, Lord. How? Let me wipe my shit like I'm a preacher. Listen, man. Listen,
and over
nigga.
There drinking. God, I'll strike you down.
She don't want to fuck you, nigga. There is no amount of money you can cake out to get it, nigga.
No amount.
She knew when she saw you. She wanted to fuck you or not. She already know. So get to the motherfucking point, bitch, nigga, or keep it moving. Bitch, are we fucking or not? Holler at me, Cam.
Hey, hold on.
I need Cam Ricker right now.
Hey,
I need Killer Cam Ricker.
Hey, yes. I tell you this shit right here.
Bitch, are we fucking or not? I'm tired of talking.
Hey,
going out.
Hey, I'm just gonna drop.
Cause you already know you ain't gonna fuck me. Why the fuck I keep going out?
Hey, Angela.
Fuck that person shit.
Hey, look.
I like my motherfucking sister as a person. I take her out.
Angela, I'm gonna give you one salute up when you approach me, baby. You just say you just wanted to see what the dick hit like. I salute you for that.
You know what Angela is? Thank you for being a real bitch. Question number two, Michigan girl. I mean, no, question number where we at? Okay.
I just want to see what that.
Question number three, Michigan girl. What is cakey?
What
do you consider?
Number two.
Question number two. Oh, if a woman doesn't care about spending money on a man, is he or she silly? Does that make her
a
silly
woman,
hoe? If
a woman don't care about whether a man spend money on her?
Is she a silly hoe or an independent woman?
I'm going to lean more towards an independent woman, but that's just her preference. Because, honestly, I don't care if a dude spend money on me or not. I mean, it's not a requirement because, basically, if I like you, then it's going to go down. If I don't like you or I'm not attracted to you, I don't care how much money you spend, try to spend whatever. It ain't happening. It just ain't going to happen.
So I ain't got to – when I get number six, I already know what your answer should be. Question number three, what do you consider caking?
Caking to me is when you're trying to buy the pussy. Basically, she done told you, look, I ain't attracted to you like that, and you still trying to spend money to get the pussy because basically that's your ultimate goal. You just trying to get the pussy. So you're doing – spending whatever you can trying to get the pussy. So, and as you might be spending your light money, your shit getting cut off, but you trying to get the pussy, so you just spending money.
So, Keith, when you tell these niggas there's no way in hell they're going to get the pussy.
They don't care.
They feel,
but like you said, they feel they be thinking
they're going to
change their mind.
Yeah, they think they can buy it. They think they're going to change your mind or they're going to win you over. They're going to sweet talk you, whatever.
Whoever,
I don't want to
been out one dude and the
chick his cut butter whatever call.
You know, I'm like, shit,
you know,
don't
do anything.
You know what I'm saying? We good.
We're not doing our thing. Like, I don't get brains to take out boxes. You don't kick out. And you're going
to meet your boo.
I'm trying to help you niggas, man.
Not me.
I'm really. You hear this shit? I'm trying to help you niggas, man.
And y'all niggas.
Y'all niggas.
Hey. Y'all.
You got
I mean, but she got a point. If she done told him up front that it ain't like that and you still trying to take off, he the dumb motherfucker for still wanting to just spend money and take her somewhere trying to get the pussy, trying to bribe her, trying to win her over with spending money.
Okay, question number...
Y'all nigga look at what I posted on Facebook. Y'all niggas get that shit.
Question number five. All right. Question number four. If you had to pick one, who would you kick it with? I already know how you're going to answer this based on what you said already. Would you pick a person with great sex who really don't like breaking bread or the person who break all kind of bread with some whack-ass sex? Which one would you pick?
Great sex, because I can pay my own damn bills. I've been working since I was 14. I got this over here.
Okay. Question number five. Does it seem desperate when a female spends money on a man? A little bit of a caker. Does she seem desperate? Or is she, you know, I had a woman on a Facebook post say it's desperate when a woman takes a guy out. She seems desperate. So
I mean, it depends on, since we talking about this in definition of trying to get the dick, then it might seem a little desperate. Now, if you're in a relationship and you buy, you know, you're doing for your dude, that's something completely different. But since you said relationship is not in this, if a woman is spending money trying to get the dick, then she caking too, and she just as lame as these niggas, because if you got to do that, if you got to break bread, spend money on a dude like that to get the dick, then something wrong with you. You ugly as fuck, or your pussy is whack. I'm just saying.
Question number Question number six. True or false? True or false? The more attractive you are, the less you have to spend when you're dating.
Oh, that's true. That's always gonna be true. I mean, if you're attractive, people want to take you out. I mean, that's where the cake niggas come from. They see an attractive chick, they like, oh, I want to be seen with her. I want to see what it's hitting like. And then when she like, nah, I ain't interested, they just like, well, damn, she fine, or, ooh, she got a big ass or something. And that's what keeps them spending that money trying to get the pussy, because they just got to see because she look good or whatever. So, yeah, when you're attractive, you don't have to spend no money.
So let me ask you this. Keith said earlier she done had a whole bunch of fine ass men, and it don't motherfucking matter. They still got to cake out first. If you see a fine guy and you want to fuck him, let me ask you the question a different way. If you see a guy and you physically attracted to him, he's hot to you. You feel what I'm saying? Does he have to spend as much money as a guy that you kind of feel, but you don't know? Would the other guys who you kind of feel have to spend more money than the nigga who is attractive that you want to fuck as soon as you see him?
I just said, if you're attractive, you don't have to spend less money. So, of course, if I see a dude and I'm instantly attracted to him and I know I want to fuck him, then, yeah, he going to spend way less money than the dude that might be kind of all right. Maybe he might grow on me or whatever. Yeah, the dude I'm instantly attracted to going to spend less money because there's an attraction. And that's why I don't do all that other extra stuff, because if I ain't attracted to you, it ain't even no point in pursuing it. So it ain't happening.
That's really the truth at the bottom of the matter. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Thank you. That's true for the matter.
There's two times for this girl.
That's true for the matter.
Hold on, there's two times for Michigan girl. Two times. One time.
That's the
truth
for the matter.
One time for Michigan girl forgot them holding down some people, motherfucking folks, and get her some motherfucking money out here. And two times for her motherfucking keeping it. Trill. You know what I'm saying? I think that.
It's the truth. And she's going to fuck you. Why does he got to go out 10 times with you if you already want
to
fuck
him? The thing is, with me, just because you look good, just because I'm instantly attracted to you, when I see you, that don't mean I'm going to like your ass. That's my whole point.
You meet this guy, you already looked at him and said, I fucked the hell out of him as soon as you see him. Secondly, you go out with him and you see he's a cool dude. He's literally got to take you out as many times as a guy who you really ain't even really like that. But
the thing is, it's not not really liking you and feeling you and can't get some.
That's
money,
not the point. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, you already
about,
said you like what he
likes. That's
what
I'm talking about. Looking at him and liking him and actually liking him as a person.
We already said that you went out on, let's say on average. If you normally go out with a guy, it takes 6 months to fuck a guy that you kind of sort of like, but you see this guy, and as soon as you fuck him, as soon as you see him, you want to fuck him, and then it's 3 months down the line, it's half of that time, but you really like this nigga, he cool with everything, and you already wanted to fuck him as soon as you saw him, you mean you going to make him wait an extra 3 months?
I don't have no standard.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the recant. The recant, ladies and gentlemen.
The recant. I know we don't did a show on how long it doesn't take a nigga to get that pussy. I know we don't did that.
I think we did that already. Not.
Well, we don't.
But we did something like that.
Well, like I said on this show too, the last three niggas I done fucked with, I done knew them at least a year. All of them.
That's cool.
I done knew their ass in some capacity at least a year before they even got the show.
Okay, but
not gonna attract them.
Okay.
All that.
You know, in a year, but how much money they spend on it?
In a year, nigga. It ain't no telling what.
So,
I don't know them.
Listen, the point is,
I done known your ass. You done did something in that year. You ain't just not did shit in the whole fucking years we done knew
each other. I agree with you on that.
That's my whole point.
But don't be motherfuckers sitting up here goddamn acting like
it's
a motherfucker.
It's the difference between spending money and taking. When you spending money, that's one
thing. So tell me the difference between spending money and taking.
Taking is when you're doing it for the sole purpose of trying to get the pussy, even if you don't know if you're going to get it or not. That's when you're taking.
That's
why you can't. You cannot have your cake and eat a two on this shit, Keith. You keep walking the fence on this shit. Because you cannot say what you just said right there. And then go back and say you not the cake master when you going out with all these motherfucking niggas and you know they're so perfect trying to get some
I went out, let's have it. Okay, I'll be cake master.
Stop. Come on. Come to the mic. I can't hear you. What'd you say again?
You heard what I said.
I can't hear you.
The cake master.
Yeah, it's coming.
The cake master.
Hey.
Yeah, I pray.
But
they the dumb ones if she told them that she ain't feeling them like that and they still trying. They dumb.
Hey,
that's what
I'm
saying.
You are not smarter than a fifth grader. I'm through.
Okay. All right. Stand by, Miss Girl. Right.
Hey, wait. Hold up. Happy birthday, Black Jer.
Yeah. We fought with you the long way, baby. You already know. Let's do it.
All right. So everybody, all right, real quick. Hold on. Here we go. Michigan Girl. All right, Bob. I said I was going to play a song tonight that I feel like is fitting for the show. You feel me?
I want to hear that snap.
I'm going to go ahead and run my girl, Shicey Chief, get a girl, joint. She couldn't call in, but she said, appreciate, you know what I'm saying, running the joint.
Hold on. Before you roll that song, I just got to tell y'all.
Uh-huh.
Ladies, when you hear this, I'm telling you first. All y'all bitches ain't got that snapper. Let's go, man. All
right. I'm going to go ahead and run this joint by Shicey. She's out of Florida. She represents Florida, the state of Florida, you feel me? I don't know exactly what time, but she represents the state of Florida. She got a song called Snapper. She's describing how good her pussy is, what it's like to have that snapper. Ladies, let me tell you something about snapper, okay? That snapper pussy, you know, first of all, that comes from that snapper turtle. That's where the slang comes from. You ever seen this snapper turtle? You put your finger in my mouth, then reach out and grab that motherfucker tight. If you don't know how to grab that motherfucking dick tight, bitch, if you ain't up on your Kegel, what is it, Kegel?
Kegel
exercises, bitch. Get your motherfucking mind right.
Man,
this is shiesty.
This is
shiesty.
Control, motherfucker.
Snapper. We go K100 Internet Radio. Run that.
Come play inside my sugar wall.
Radio, you did. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You understand what I'm saying? The homegirl snap out the motherfucking floor and stay the floor to get a gunshot, say, nigga. You feel me? I fucks with that shit the long way. You understand what I'm saying? Shiesty, what's happening, baby? She's going to be featured on one of the tracks on my new album, a song I got called She Got It. I know you think you heard it, but you really ain't heard it. I leaked one version, but the real true version, the homegirl snap is on that shit. So shouts out to her, you feel me? Shouts out to Big TJ, my nigga. What it do, homie? You understand what I'm saying? We fuck with you. Step out of line promotion. We fuck with you the long way. Episode 198, K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I fuck with niggas all across the state of Florida. I fuck with so many niggas that you really don't even understand.
Hey,
I'm gonna show you motherfuckers when this album drop. What's happening?
Hey man, shots out to my big bro Blizzard, man. That's someone me definitely about to come. Two times on my
They're not
back.
Ready.
My partner Killer Mike was just dropping the album tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Mike, that boy.
What's up? Can we get Killer Mike? Can we get Killer Mike to do a call in on K100?
Yeah, I got you. Kilo, what's happening, homeboy?
Can we get Kilo to do it? We already had Crab the Keys online. Can we
hey, Crab. I got you, homie. Tomorrow, nigga, we do that. Ali.
I'm going to start calling these niggas up.
Yeah, hey, Ali.
I'm going to start calling everybody the phone
baby,
from the show.
Hey, man.
I'm going to start calling. You just don't give me niggas' numbers. I'm calling them from the show.
Hey.
That's how it's going to work from now on.
Hey, Crab. We about to buck, man.
Shout out to Crab the Keys, though.
Hey,
he did call into the show. He did show love. Kilo Ali, can we get a call in?
I got you.
Can we get a call in?
Hey, Gil, I know you sat down there at 7 o'clock today, nigga. I got you.
All right.
Y'all already know.
So here we go. Before we leave, K1's your internet radio, you dig. Thanks for tuning in for episode 198. Make sure you cop that Cinema on Me when it drops. It's going to be a great record if you love great music.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It really is hot, man.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about, like, just, you know, the album is great. Period, point blank. I don't even know how else to put it to you, man. It's a good album. It's good music. It's good production. Quality shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving it to you in a pristine package. Y'all fuck with me, man. Follow me on Twitter, @Blizzm. Follow me on Twitter, @Blizzm, BLIZM. I'm getting my Twitter game up. I got a thousand motherfuckers on Facebook and like 300 fucking Twitter followers. That shit is adding up. Shit, Twitter. You need a Twitter.
I'm going to get one. Hey, Kibo, got it. What's up, homeboy?
Oh,
I love how you did that Grove Street. You know what I'm talking about?
Can we get Kibo to holler
at him? Hey, even though we ain't going to say the other nigga name, Kibo got it, what's happening, man? I'll bring everything, man. P-Ray, what's happening, man?
I'm going to start dialing out everybody's numbers, man, from the show. It's how you got to go, man.
Hey, we're going to call Kibo tomorrow. We're going to come down here.
I'm going to start dialing out everybody's numbers out.
We're
going
to get Mr. Grove Street himself on the line, man.
Okay.
What's happening?
I'm dialing Killer Mike. I'm dialing out all these niggas out.
Yeah.
They're going to answer the phone and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I got you.
Side's going down now, man. I'm putting niggas on Front Street. K100 Internet Radio, you dig?
Hey, 5-0, what's happening?
Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. I really appreciate all the love and support. People have been calling in from all over and everything. The downloads of the podcast have been going crazy. People have been inboxing me when I was off the air last week. Like, what the fuck, Blizzard? I need it. Holler at me. Get at me. So I really appreciate it. Shouts out to all the podcast listeners. Shouts out to everybody on the internet. Shouts out to everybody that calls in. Shouts out to my whole K100 fam, my true fam in the private group, my real people that was here from day one. I fuss with y'all along with, man, on everything. And on that note, K100 Internet Radio, you dig?
Yeah, bitch!
I'm out.